Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I said I just got back, baby. A big white house on the hill.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, having a great visit with our good friend Leslie Kossoff, celebrating 13 years as a member of her Brain Trust. That's a lucky number for us when it's connected to Leslie. Leslie is the author of Executive Thinking, also her new series, Executive Field Guides. Please check those out at kossoff.com. I promise you, you will benefit as a small business owner. You'll benefit from knowing about Leslie's new work on quality, on management. Executive Field Guides at kossoff.com, kossoff.com. Leslie, thanks again for hanging out with us. She's helping us understand this expanded examination of the challenges that women have in corporate America. Leslie, I'm glad that this is happening, because I got a little tired over the decades of it being all about men holding women back. The glass ceiling was always about men. And I'm not saying that there isn't some validity to that, but people are now willing to say something that they weren't willing to say, you know, maybe even 5 years ago, and that's that women are holding women back as well.
And it's absolutely true. The glass ceiling still does exist. The kinds of, again, the systemic pushbacks that men put on women moving up, those do exist, but it has actually been talked about for a long time that women hold other women back, but it's been talked about in whispers. It's never come out the way that it has now, but we have now women like Sheryl Sandberg at Facebook and also Melissa Mayer at Yahoo, who are so visible simply because of their media presence. There are other women who have run, Meg Whitman in HP. There are so many women in and out of the technology sector who have and have had leadership positions, but the discussion has shifted most recently about the role that women are playing, because the rules have changed, and it is a worldwide
phenomenon.
What
rules have changed?
Well, part of it really is that things like the systemic kinds of pushbacks that have occurred now are being looked at in terms of individual accomplishment as well as the systemic changes. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and this goes back to what we were talking about in the previous segment, that it's not only about what the system is or is not doing, it's also what women are responsible for doing for themselves in their own positions, mm-hmm. as well as in their relations with other women and men, but in order to be able to put themselves forward in the most positive way so that they are basing their success on their accomplishments. There's something that Sheryl brings out in her research that I thought was one of the most fascinating things that is a driving dynamic in this that's different for men and women, and that's that where men and success do not have to have likability attached to it.
Right.
You can basically hate a man,
that's right,
but still
respect.
He can be successful.
That's what I call chivalry.
Respect, and there's your chivalry.
That's for chivalry.
For women coming from both men and women, they are supposed to be likable if they're successful. If as a woman becomes more successful, she is not considered as likable. Even if her behaviors are exactly the same,
right,
there's a shift in the thinking of society. And this is where, from the early days of this, men are aggressive, women are bitches.
Yeah.
And that was always, women can be assertive, but they can't be aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're aggressive as a woman, you're a bitch. But if you're a man and you're aggressive, then man, aren't you something to look at?
And that's tough. It is tougher for women to be aggressive. And you know, in a meeting. I mean, let's
yeah,
face it, in a meeting, when voices have to get loud, when people want to stand up on their hind legs, when a man gets louder, his voice just gets louder. When a
Absolutely.
Woman gets louder, her voice gets shrill.
And
that's, I mean, that's a real thing in a meeting, for example.
And it is very true, but even just that description that you just gave, yeah. which, you know, we're talking about tone of voice. So now, are there skills? Are there tools that women can right. use? That, you know, and I've been in meetings with men where as the meeting has gotten louder, mm-hmm. the most powerful man in the room is the one who whispers.
Right. No, I agree. I agree.
So, you know, there are ways of dealing with this, but so much of it comes with having the sense of self and your own accomplishments, which frankly, both through men and women, the system has systematically taken away from women over the years. So you walk in feeling like you're yeah. at a disadvantage when you are not.
The reason I'm glad for what's happening is that we're broadening the examination of why this is happening, not just blaming it on men. That's one of the things I'm getting from this. Hey, Leslie, come back. Let's talk about this some more.
I'm happy.
Leslie Kossoff, I'll be gone for the day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.